clothes outside of what?
Laundry hamper, basket, laundry basket.
Okay. And something that you would put in the mouth of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Cork.
And an instrument that you would play with your mouth, moving it back and forth like
harmonica.
That?
Harmonica.
Any other words for it?
Mouth harp.
Mouth
organ.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people around Shreveport call it a French harp?
No.
And this is another instrument you play with your mouth.
Jew's harp.
Yeah. And something that you, a tool that you would hammer nails with.
Hammer.
Okay. All right. Some questions about wagons. Do you have a name for the long wooden piece that goes between the two horses on the wagon?
Stoke.
Okay. Would that be, have you ever heard that called a tongue?
Yes. I was like on a trailer tongue.
Yeah, okay. What about the two long wooden pieces on a buggy that you'd have to back a horse between when you're hitching him up?
Runners or pullers.
Have you ever heard shafts?
No.
Okay. You're talking about a wagon wheel, the outside edge of a wagon wheel, you would call that the
rim.
All right. And on a wagon, there's a horizontal piece of wood that the traces are these chains that are hitched to the horse come back and attach to, and it has an action kind of like that to stabilize the wagon when you're making turns. Do you have a name for that?
Hitch.
Have you ever heard single tree or swingle tree?
No.
What about double tree?
No.
Okay. And this expression, if a farmer has a load of wood in his wagon and he goes by your house and a short while later he comes back with it empty, this process just goes on all day, you would say he was doing what?
Hauling.
Okay. All right. This verb that I'm looking for, let's say you have something that's too heavy to pick up, like a big trunk. You might say, well, that thing's too heavy to pick up. I just had to across the floor.
Scoot it.
Scoot it. Or
slide.
All right, something else.
Drag.
Okay. And the past of that, yesterday, I had that thing for
drug.
Yeah. If you've done it several times, I have that thing around.
Drug around that thing.
Okay. All right. What would you call the thing that a farmer would use to break the ground with before he plants?
Harrow. Disc.
Okay.
Harrow.
All right. Those are all types of...
When disc has discs on it, harrow smooths it out, and then you get a harrow to make rows.
All right. Would a disc be a type of... I'm looking for a more general term. You might use disc with a P.
Plow.
Yeah. A disc would be a type of plow?
No. A harrow would be more kind of plow. Disc just breaks it up.
Yeah. Are you familiar with different kinds of plows?
Not really.
Yeah. Turning plow, middle buster, double shovel?
Well, the middle buster's a plow, you know, it makes a rose. That's about it.
What would you call the part of the wagon that the wheels are attached to?
Axle.
Okay. And this is something that a carpenter usually uses. It's a wooden frame. I'll show you my illustration. Looks like that.
Sawhorse.
Yeah. Do you have a name for a wooden frame that's shaped like a letter X that you could put a log between to brace it to saw on it?
No.
Have you heard of a wood rack or salt up?
No.
Either of those. Something that you would use on your hair. You might use a comb or a...
Brush.
Okay, and the verb form of that, you say you... Your
brushed.
Hair. Okay. All right. What about these things that you used to see in barber shops when the barber's using a straight razor?
Strop.
Uh-huh. Okay. And this word, you might say that you use a shell and a shotgun.